Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Road Clip Podcast.
Here we are.
Oh, here we are from South Phoenix, KDIF Studios. We're in Studio B. Behind me, I got contestant number one, Broly Milkis the Third. What's up, Broly? How you doing?
What's up, man? Doing good, doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. We also got Mr. Franco, the Mouth of the South. What's up, Franco?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy do, howdy, howdy do.
Howdy, howdy.
And I am your host for the evening, Mr. Dolo 602.
Man, we all got 602 in our names.
602. Cody?
Cody don't got one.
Just Prody.
I'd be tagging a fake Prody. Some kind of Prody from England or something.
Yeah, it's like a nerd.
Yeah.
It's like totally a different Prodes.
Hell yeah. Bro, I got so fucked.
Oh, he's all fucking known over there. Just blew his fucking Instagram up.
I got so faded on Saturday night, dog. I ended up at some, like, doctor's wedding.
What doctor?
It was crazy. Even, like, the invitation. On the invitation, there was, like, 14 doctors.
Who invited you?
I went to Goodwill. I told Desiree, watch, we're going to crash a rich people party. So I fucking went to Goodwill, bought some clothes, and just walked in there, dog. Like, I knew it was all Asians. Fucking open bar. And now I'm just joking. It was one of Desiree's friends.
I was like, what the fuck is over here?
That fool used to work at Walgreens with her.
Oh, all right.
And that fool got married and shit. But it was dope. Right. I got so fucking drunk, though. It was open bar, dog. So before the reception starts, they had like a drink hour. Or something. I think that's what they call
cocktail
it.
Cocktail hour?
Cocktail hour. There you go.
See, I mean, drunk as you want.
Yeah. So they had two bars, full, one on each end. And then just
open bar.
Whatever the fuck you wanted, dog.
Anything?
Deckers?
Anything.
Like a Bud Light?
They had a bunch of beer. I think they did have Bud Light, though.
Daiquiris?
I drank a couple Blue Moon.
Banana daiquiri?
I had mostly gin and tonic pretty much the whole night. I tried a tequila sunrise because some girl had it and it looked cool.
He's like, shit.
Too tequila-y.
Huh?
The gin and tonic is perfect, dog. Because, I don't know, just... And then I would squeeze a couple limes in there. And it was game on, bro. They were going down too smooth.
You know what's crazy? When you posted that tequila sunrise picture, we were drinking tequila.
Dope. Where were you at?
I was with Chifo. And we were watching the fight.
Oh, yeah. So that's where I ended up watching the fight.
Huh?
I watched it right there on my phone.
Nothing went to decision.
The fucking...
Great fight card, dude.
Man.
That one deserves one of these.
Fight card of the decade.
The Pereira and who was it?
The main event.
The co. Which one was it? Co.
The co-main event.
The girls.
Poirier.
No, before that, the Poirier was it?
Poirier versus Michael Chandler.
Fuck, that fight was fucking epic, dude.
Poirier's a fucking God animal,
damn,
dog.
You could just tell he had more power. His punches.
But just his like heat. The way he survived, bro. Yeah. This was a different type of motherfucker, dude. Yeah. And then he's got the skills, though. And he tapped him out.
Yeah.
He tapped that motherfucker out.
God damn, they were going at it, though. That was a fucking battle. The second round, that fool just had him on the ground the whole fight.
Who, Chandler?
Chandler had him on the ground.
Yeah, Chandler told you, bro, he comes out too wild, though.
Yeah, that's what that fool's all like, dude. Well, after they interviewed him. He's like, good thing this fool throws loopy. He's off now. If he's like, I would have thrown like straight inside punches, he's like, I would have been out of here already. But that fool, he's like, he just throws how he punches and shit.
Poirier was saying that about Chandler.
Yeah, because Chandler does throw like out like weird punches. You don't throw like straight.
What's that dude? Frankie Edgar? Was it Frank? Yeah, Frankie Edgar got fucking laid out again.
That's all that fool goes in there for now, huh?
Yeah, his button's so weak now.
Oh, I bet.
As soon as they tap it, he went fucking flatlined again. I think it was a head kick. Could be wrong. And then Wei Ling fucking dominated. She beat Esparza. Ass whooping.
Felipe?
No. What was her name?
Felipe?
We went through this last week.
Julianne?
Too. Julianne.
Julie Andrews?
Julianne Esparza. Carla, fool. Carla Esparza.
Yeah, the one like no sideburns. Like it looks like she has like this really weird hairline where she has like She's like those. She, remember those emperor haircuts from like China? And they had like, it was all bald right here. That's how her face is. Oh,
just like missing a piece.
Yeah. I know, like she has like no bangs, no sideburns. It's just
Garibaldi.
And then that main event was fire. Fight of the year. Fight of the year so far.
I didn't catch that one, dude. My fucking phone died.
Well, you didn't catch the main event? No. Damn.
Epic.
Epic. Epic. No, five rounds.
No decisions, man. That whole card. Not even the prelims.
Oh, I know. They were all fucking just putisas, huh?
Yeah, that main event was fire. Adesanya versus Pereira.
Pereira.
And new.
And new. Champion of the world. Yeah, dude, that was a good fucking fight. I think he was losing it, dog. His corner told yeah. that. And so in between rounds, after the fourth round, going into the fifth, his coaches told him, bro, you got to go in there. You got to knock him out, dog, to win. You're down on points for sure. And that fucker went out there. And, dude, he was tagging him bad. I don't know how that fool survived that many punches, dude. Because even when they stopped it, he didn't hit the deck.
Was taking it.
Oh, bro, but he was fucking getting pieced up that round. That fool just probably going to leave it on the floor.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to have a background, a backstory.
He's the only fool to fucking knock him out, huh?
They come from a kickboxing background. And then in their kickboxing days, they fought twice. The first one, Pereira won by decision. And then the second one, Pereira knocked that fool out, dude, like flat out with the kick. And that was, I think it was in the final round, too, where Pereira was down on points.
Nemesis.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he follows him to UFC. He fought, like, what, five times?
Five times. Or four, maybe. I think four. Yeah,
this might be his fifth fight.
Damn, he just can't get over the hump from this
fool. Nah, and then there's a meme. Fucking, it shows that fool Pereira wearing, like, a golfer suit with the golf club, you know, and then there's a golf course in the background. And then the meme says, Adesanya took up golf, and then it shows Alex Pereira, like already ready to fucking fuck him up in another sport. It's like he just follows. Yeah, there's memes about this fool. He's going to retire now. That he just want. He don't even like MMA. That he just he just got into MMA to beat up Adesanya again.
Oh, shit.
No, that was just a meme somebody made up, but there's a lot of
funny one.
But that fool seems to have taken it good, you know, his loss. He ain't all depressed and shit. At least that's what he's showing on camera. He was on Ariel Helwani show the other day. Yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, well, that fool banked in probably the most, you know, out of them two.
Oh, money-wise? Yeah, he's probably the top paid dude on the whole event.
Who, Frankie Edgar?
No. I mean, I bet you Frankie Edgar got paid pretty good, too.
I would say probably 800.
800. I'm at least 500, I think.
Fuck, I never got like a 40 piece.
40%? Hey.
40,000.
You think so, Frankie Edgar? Yep. You might be right. Because Adesanya probably made 500,000 plus pay-per-view points.
Yeah.
That's where they get paid on top. And then, that was good shit. And then the next morning, I was all hungover as fuck, dude, from drinking all that bullshit. But there was a boxing event where Floyd Mayweather was going to fight some dude named Deji or something. But it was just fucking straight up WWF, dog.
The putazo was off.
It was up in it was in Abu Dhabi. And then at one point, fucking Jake Paul walks in with his entourage. And then he sits over by the, you know, by the, with the dudes calling the fight, the commentators. He sits in the commentators table. They give him a mic.
That feels fun. Asleep.
While Tyson Fury. What's that other fool's name?
Tommy Fury.
He's going to have a boxing match. So they had Jake Paul commentating. And Jake Paul's just talking shit on the side, wearing a Hulk Hogan shirt the whole time.
Sweet.
Talking shit to this fool he's fighting. That is a boring fucking fight. He's like, if this is all he fights, I'm going to knock his ass out quick. So then that fight's over, and they start beef. They start the Tommy Face Fury. Off. Tommy Fury walks up to the side. They start talking shit. Yeah, shut up, pussy, all this shit. And Tommy Fury's like, get in the ring right now. He's like, nah, bitch, come out here. I'm right here. I'm right here. And then all of a sudden, his dad takes off his shirt. Dude, look like, King, remember King Kong Bundy? The wrestler with the fucking, he was bald. He would eat the turnbuckles and shit. I think, Animal.
George the Animal.
Yeah. He looked like George the Animal still. His dad takes off his shirt, Tommy Fury's dad. And then he starts talking shit. He's like, shut the fuck up, old man. Put on your shirt. I don't want to see your tits and all that. Just talking shit. And it was like just the whole fucking show. And then when it was time for fucking Mayweather's fight, it took 2 hours, bro. 2 hours from the last fight to Mayweather walking the ring. These motherfuckers were just talking and redundant shit, dude. The commentators, like, they had them fucking waiting for 2 hours, but they run out of shit to talk about, so...
Wait, who was talking shit? Like, still in the ring and shit, or...?
Oh, yeah, that was after the Tommy Fury fight. But I'm saying, like, after... No, the commentators had to kill time for, like, 2 hours.
Oh, shit. Oh, because...
Because Mayweather's bitch ass was fucking taking his sweet ass time.
Masturbating.
God damn it. And then the fight finally happened. It was the weakest, dumbest shit ever.
I seen highlights of that shit. I'm like, God damn, that shit's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. People buying this shit? Like, you're really fucking paying money to watch this.
Because that
shit,
fool was a YouTuber, the dude he's fighting.
Yeah.
So Mayweather's literally not doing shit the whole time, putting his hands up. And this fool can't hit him.
Yeah.
And then he finally, like, all right, cool, I'm going to beat this fool's ass. And the ref stops that shit quick. Because when he finally turned it on, he just hit him with like a fucking 30-piece combo. Like, he's still fast and shit, but it's all like, it's a crazy spectacular, dude.
So the dude probably paid him like $30 million just to step in the ring.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because it's in Abu Dhabi. Those motherfuckers got money. They're paying for that spectacle.
Because would you let Mayweather knock you out for whatever?
Well, Mayweather, yeah. Because I know he don't have that. Like, if you say Ngannou, fuck no. He's going to kill me. Ngannou. But yeah, Mayweather, I would have to say, I would have to do it. In Abu Dhabi. Yeah, so it all just became some bullshit, dude. UFC card was good, though. That shit was all wasted my goddamn hungover time. Yep. But yeah, dude, who's up next this week? There's some UFC this week, huh?
I don't know, but there's a sick one coming up in December, right? Like December 11th or some shit.
Who's fighting on that one? Let's go see the card.
Fucking crazy ass card right there.
Like, Brock Lesnar versus Alistair Overeem.
It's gonna be stacked.
Oh, dude, have you guys watched the Weird Al movie?
No. Have you ever watched
that? That shit's hilarious, dog.
Watched that show Blockbuster?
Nah. On
Netflix.
I seen it, but I haven't watched it.
Retarded.
You should watch the Weird Al Yankovic movie. It's on the Roku channel. It's free.
Oh, all right.
That shit's hilarious. It's like his biography, but it's all it's all made up.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah. Oh, that shit had me dying, dude.
Because it's Harry Potter, right? The
actor. Yeah, I thought it was going to be. I mean, it's silly. You know, it's a silly movie.
Elijah Wood plays him? Weird Al Yankovic?
No, that's the dude from...
Radio Flyer?
Elijah Wood's from...
Sin City.
Lord of the Rings.
King of the Hill?
Oh, shit. Suns are playing with the score.
Yeah, 14-14.
Oh, it just started?
They lost yesterday, right?
Yeah, they dropped like 3 games last week.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, those the native,
turquoise. Those are dope. Ones. They're doing the native.
What color are the Hopis?
Turquoise, Eric.
Look, I guess they said each one, like, color represents, like, a different tribes.
No, it was, they have sun in every tribe's language. That's what they.
Oh, like, all right.
They have 4 colors. So, talking to Mike?
Yeah, talking to Mike, Akro.
I thought that was what the 4 so colors were.
The Suns, New Jersey, if you didn't know, it's turquoise. It has, like, orange, black, yellow, and white on it. I don't know what those mean. That's, like, different tribe stuff. But it's supposed to say, like, it's supposed to be say sun in every Arizona tribe's.
Sweet.
Nice. What is it, Indigenous Month, or what is this for? Indian Month. I almost repeated that.
Indigenous Month.
Indigenous Month? And then why? Because of Thanksgiving and shit? How these motherfuckers came in.
And then next Friday. Is
all turkey.
Paborotes.
Next Friday is Native American Heritage Day. The day after Thanksgiving. The day after the massacre, we'll give you a... We'll give you a day.
Oh, it's remember. Indigenous Day?
No, it's Native American
Day.
Heritage Day.
On Friday?
Next Friday.
So the day follow, is that every year? The day after Thanksgiving?
I guess, yeah. Or I don't know if it's that one, the last Friday, maybe. Well, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea how that works. That's new to me, man.
Yeah. Do they still teach like the Christopher Columbus shit at school?
I think on the East Coast.
Right? I remember they taught us that fool was like a hero, dog.
Oh yeah, everybody was a hero. Like,
he just came and fucking fed everybody turkey.
Like, oh,
they dressed like pilgrims.
They're all nice white people helping out the brown folk, the brown red colored folk.
They didn't tell us the truth.
They got a nice little mop heads.
Here, talking to the mic.
Even the people over in England or whatever, wherever that fool came from, like they thought that fool was crazy. Cause like he had like a necklace of
penises.
Was it ears or fingers?
Dicks.
I don't know, but like sporting yeah, that dicks. Fool would walk around with like
scrotums.
Ears on his neck and shit from like people. That
definitely he, testicles.
Oh yeah, definitely like, testicles fool, hanging.
Some shit. Bro.
Yeah, I didn't learn about this fool till like a YouTube video.
The real fool.
Yeah, the real fool.
Columbus.
Back when YouTube first came out, there was like a whole, somebody like did an animated video on YouTube about how like this fool did all that bullshit. And he even went to jail when he got back.
Hey, go get a mic.
And they let him out. They let him out of prison when he was an old man to like go on one more voyage.
Go on more hurrah.
Voyage.
But he did most of his life in prison for all the crazy shit that he did. There's a vato that kept a memoir of all this. He wrote in his journal every day. I think it was a priest. One of the priests that came along with these fools. He was like, that's all they know, all the shit he did. This fool wrote everything down. Like,
and a priest wouldn't lie.
Daily.
No, yeah, he wouldn't lie.
Man, it's one of those.
What do you think the priest was doing?
Safest places to keep those.
Covering his own ass.
Those diaries, yeah.
Worry about this. He killed him. I didn't. I just watched. I didn't help him.
Let's shift our direction to this guy.
Yeah, dog. Fucked up guy.
Crazy Christopher Bristaber.
Bad guy.
Never met him.
Bad guy. Never met him. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the grub.
You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks. Be safe out
there. Thanksgiving. We'll see you in a few weeks. Bye. Shout out Age. And Ian.
Brother Air Ian's, the new shoes, the Air Ian's.
For sick ass fools, because he's a sick ass dude.
They come with a pair of the fucking highest socks ever.
Ooh.
They go up to your thighs and shit.
Three stripes.
You're out.
And then a one on one side, three on the other.
Thrasse.
Big thrasse, dog.
Funky.
Fat fools don't lie, fool. Is that what you said? Fat fools.
They're the most fucking faithful ever.
I was smoking a joint the other day, like at noon, out in the front yard. And all of a sudden, these fucking Jehovah Witness just pop out of nowhere.
Oh, that was like the movie Friday.
Yeah. But I was outside already. It's like, fuck, I'm going to have to talk to this fool. But he kept talking, dog. You know, he didn't judge
around here.
He didn't judge my drunk.
On 86 in Columbus.
Hey. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, and then he just told me, like, what the fuck? He's like, you know.
To Cindy, sin.
To Cindy.
Start singing.
All around here, el tolo, fucking.
Yeah, one of them knew my name already.
Oh, yeah, Victor.
He's like, ¿cómo estás, tolo?
A la verga.
I swear, dude. I'm not even bullshitting. I must have spoken to this fool before.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You know, because the.
He always catches outside smoking.
He talked about the Roach Clip podcast. He's like, whoa, dude. Whoa.
Last episode was crazy, bro.
Listen to that shit.
No, they're like they're straight up Mexican dudes.
Oh, so they spoke Piquipani?
Yeah, Piquipani. Yeah,
Piquica.
He's like, you know, fucking. How do they say it? They do speak in Spanish too. Nah, he don't even mention his religion. He just goes straight up. You read the Bible before? I was like, yeah, why? And he's like, well, look, in the Bible it says this. They're lieutenants. No, what do you call it? Jehovah's Witness, not Lutherans. Yeah, he just gave me a whole spiel, and I was like, cool, bro. And then he's like, you want a pamphlet? I was like, here, I'll take it. Yeah. Yeah, so I took the little paper,
read
it a little bit. I was like, that's a cool story, bro.
Cool fucking,
you know, finish my fucking magallo. And then, you know, they just dipped. I should have offered that old man a hit, huh? See what he said? Next time.
That's why he goes over there.
That's
so much.
Why he wanted to keep talking and shit.
So on Tuesdays, I'm going to be out there, dog. On the next one,
if he does come back again, that means he wants
to. I'm off for that for a fucking hit, dog.
Sin.
Yeah, get your mind right, pastor. Are they pastors? Are they priests? What are they in the Jehovah Witness religion?
They're witnesses.
They're witnesses.
Yeah, that's all they are, dog.
Oh, because he did say that. We're all going to stay here and we're going to be witness.
So James was going to get a witness.
Yeah.
He's out, don't listen. He's out, don't listen to that shit. Don't listen to that shit that they're telling you on the news. Nuclear weapons, all this shit's going to fucking destroy the earth. He's all, that's not going to happen. They can't destroy the earth. This is the Heavenly Father's earth. This is going to be your paradise. He's all like your body. Your body already reforms every 7 years. Every 7 years, your body regenerates its cells. So you're a whole new person. He's also, God made us to keep regenerating no matter what. We don't die. We multiply. And then the other fool starts saying, colors. Colors.
Colors.
The other fool looks kind of scary too. That one looked kind of pissed that I was smoking. He looked like a nightmare walking. Like his, like, yeah, he looked like a nightmare walking, dude. Psychopath talking.
God damn.
That fool kind of didn't want to look at me after he found out I smoke weed. But the other fool, like, he just kept talking like the main dude, though, because this fool's always, like, behind him with his head down, you know? And the dude wears a nice little Salamanca. He looks like Salamanca, like the Tio with the bell. Like a little bit younger version before he had that fucking embolism. But he has the same hat as that fool and everything. And then he just, you know, I think Mark Margolis, I think, is that old man's name from the TV show.
That sounds about right.
But yeah, dude, they preach their word. I don't know, like, what's their point? They want me to ask him, like, can I come to your church or what? Is that what they want?
That's all they want. They want a shot at you.
Hey, dude, that's what I'm telling them, dog. Be like, hit this fucking joint, dog. I'll go to your church. I'll bring my kids, dog, everybody. But you got to rip this motherfucker, dog.
Or
you think he'll save my soul for fucking
a gallo?
To destroy his? For a gallo?
You think he'll go into hell a little bit to bring you?
Yeah, you heaven? Think he'll go to the dark side for a little bit just to bring me to the light?
He's like a thing turns into like a coke head, then a fanny head, meth.
What up? What's good as fuck?
Like that fool, you know, dipping his fingers into the dark side to save a whole family. How he thinks is going on, you know? He's like, damn, fool, should I do this?
And then God might even forgive him. Like, damn, you sacrifice, eh? That's when I told that vato to kill his own kids. You fucking.
You're as cold as ice.
So what's that religion believe? Are you guys familiar with it at all? The Jehovah's Witness?
I know they don't celebrate anything. Like, they don't celebrate birthdays.
Oh, nah.
No holidays.
They only fuck on full moons.
No shit.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, they probably fuck like crazy then.
But what's like their... What's their version of, like, when you die? Or heaven or hell or any of that? Do they believe in all that?
Yeah,
they,
I think, yeah.
Just multiply.
Yeah, I mean, it's Christianity.
Because Mormonism, they only got, like, a number, right? There's only, like, 100,000 motherfuckers that's ever going to fit in heaven.
Oh, yeah? Well,
damn, they're all duke it out.
Yeah, so they're all just riding.
God has them right here. All right, guys, the tournament starts today.
It's like that fucking show, Squidward.
Yeah.
I mean, Squid Games.
All yeah, like right. Squid Games. All right.
Mr. Beast. Who's Mr. Beast from Squid Game?
Some fool on YouTube. Just gets random people, have them do challenges and shit for money.
Sick.
And Mr. Beastro.
Mr. Beast, that's his name?
El Bistro.
Because I don't know. Do you know anything about the Jehovah Witness religion? Because the way he was speaking, I think he thinks everybody, or like their belief, everybody stays on this earth. And that becomes paradise. Because like, you'll be able to fucking grow whatever you want. Be picking up, like, it sounded like Willy Wonka.
The nicest nug you want. Ooh. Whatever strain you please.
Bro, see, if he pitched it to me that way.
Ay, boy, güey.
Vámonos, cabrón.
Let's go see your location right now.
He's like, we got a little outdoor patio you could smoke before the service. You know? Yeah,
definitely on.
We have a dab station in the lobby. We got a dab station in the lobby.
We got a breakfast bar.
Our fucking hostias. It's a 5% THC infused.
50 milligrams.
How do you call that in English, Franco? The little bread thing they give you at church.
Oyster.
The little Jesus wafer?
A wafer.
The Eucharist?
It's a Eucharist. There you go. I didn't take mine, dude. At the wedding, it was at a big old fucking church over on Camelback. Big old nice cathedral. I was like, what the fuck,
cathedral.
Bro? This is crazy, dog. But I got up, dude, after they did the thing. I just crossed my hands and that fool fucking blessed me, dog.
Did he kiss you? Oh,
little did he know, 2 days later, I'm going to be talking to being blessed by a Jehovah Witness. And then 2 days later, I'm going to be being blessed by a fucking acro, dog. So no matter what happens to me, I'm going to end up in some fucking regenerative form in somebody's religion.
Someone's going to let me in.
Yeah, bro. Right. Yeah. Hopefully Buddha, huh? Buddha seems cool.
Oh, yeah, he just lets you smoke Buddha all day.
Hindu? What's the Hindu religion? Who do they worship? Because they smoke hash.
That's a Vishnu.
I'm going with Vishnu.
Oh, Vishnu cough.
I'm going with Vishnu.
That's why it's that Kalishna cough.
What's up, Echo? You're dipping?
No, he's getting a mic.
Oh, yeah, grab yourself a mic,
yeah, dog,
bro.
You're talking too much. And no one can hear you, doggy.
We need you, dog. Need you.
What's the score right now, Mr. Jerry?
33 to what? 30. Oh, nice. They're playing Golden State?
Golden State's
Florida State,
disappointing.
The Gators.
It's crazy though, because Curry's putting up like MVP numbers, but they've been losing. They're like, this is like the first time ever, like shit like that's going down. You know, it's just.
Or are they missing defensive players? What's going on? Because that seems like a
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
The defense problem.
All the players they lost, like Gary Payton II, pinche.
He got injured, huh? On a dunk or some shit.
Yeah, they broke his elbow.
God damn. Yeah,
Juan Toscano Anderson.
Juan, the Mexican guy? Toscano, he's with the Lakers.
Lakers now.
Is he doing any good? What's he doing down there?
They lost. Not much. He's been riding the bench, I think.
I heard Mexico might get an NBA franchise.
Mexico City, huh?
Mexico they lost.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an expansion or
an expansion team?
They lost Bielitsa, too. That was their center.
Yeah.
I think he was playing overseas this year.
And what happened with Damon Green? Is he still. Is he not that good anymore?
He's just been a fucking dirty motherfucker.
He's in a Russian prison right now, right? The penal camp?
Britney Spears? Britney Griner?
Wait, so what happened to Draymond Green?
Oh, he's just a dirty player. Like, he does some fucking crazy shit, dude, out there in the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, like people that show it, like, you know, like on YouTube, you go through, like, he straight up, like, pushes, like players into themselves, like, they're on their own players, but that fool fucking comes from behind and fucking
to their own teammates.
He's a smart motherfucker, yeah. To their own teammates, you know. Like,
he knows the angles.
Yeah, they don't count shit, but he's I guess he's not there. He's just a smart fucking player, you know. He knows how to get away from all that shit.
It's a game about angles, dog. And then the Niners get down with the Cardinals this week in Mexico City.
Mexico City.
That's what the Cardinals are going to Mexico City?
Yeah. Monday night.
As the expansion team?
Yeah, the tryouts.
Los Carnales.
Los 49 y los Carnales.
Los Carnales de Mexico. Oh, no, that's NBA. It's getting expansion, not NFL.
Oh.
We confused our teams. We confused our leagues. Sports. Well, yeah, they're going to get down, dog. The Niners are doing pretty swell. They're in a decent spot right now.
Yeah, how that whole NFC West is. The Rams just took a dump, huh?
I don't think that one will work. Need a XLR to XLR. What happened, Brody?
The Rams just took a dump.
Oh, yeah, dog, after winning that Super Bowl.
It's like they're just satisfied already. Like, fuck it, we did what we had to do.
They don't need no satisfaction.
Donald got his payday. Fucking got his ring, got getting payday this year. So I was like, yeah, let's just ride it out this year, you know? Fucking, they want it in their own fucking stadium.
Well, better way to do it.
Exactly. So
that's Snoop Dogg, Dre, and Kendry.
And Eminem.
I mean, I couldn't be too mad if my team won a Super Bowl and then tank the next year.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, who cares? You guys deserve it.
I mean, it'll suck, but goddamn, at least you got the feeling of...
It can't be a Tom Brady.
It's a good feeling with your when your favorite team wins.
Not everyone's Tom Brady.
Tom is Brady. How are they doing, dude?
They're decent. They're at 500, sitting in first place on their division.
Oh, by a lot, too.
Yeah, they had a weak-ass division.
Yeah, it's the Falcons and the Saints.
Panthers.
The Panthers.
The Joey Falcons.
The Joey Falcone. Who's Joey Falcone from?
It's Falcone.
I don't know.
From Goodfellas.
Is it Goodfellas?
Yep.
Who?
Joey Falcone.
Something Falcone is in there on Goodfellas.
I'll get into this
one. I
don't
know if it's Joey Falcone, but he's a Falcone. There's a Falcone in Goodfellas.
Plug into your mic first. So it doesn't give.
So it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't bleed through.
So what do we have right now?
Niners? What do you got, Niners, Brody? Let's see.
Oh, okay. What's up, Niners? Well, you see the fucking Cardinals won with their backup quarterback. What's up, sick ass fool?
What's up, fool?
Sick ass fool.
Oh, now we can fucking hear you, S.A.
What's cracking, fools?
What's up, Akron? Welcome to the party, S.A. Give him a round of applause.
Fuck yeah.
There you go. Rock on. With your bad self.
But yeah, now they're having a little controversy right now, the Cardinals, because they won with Mr. Colt McCoy, you know. The other fool was injured, I guess, his ankle, huh, or some shit. Kyler Murray. But they won with that fool, with Colt McCoy, and so they're saying maybe that fool just needs to get benched.
Damn, but for all that money, they ain't going to bench him.
That's crazy. No, they're not.
They're going to keep trying. They're going to run this motherfucker to the dirt.
They have to. I mean, they paid him $250 million.
Where's McCoy from?
Colt McCoy, he's a veteran. He's a rookie. Rookie veteran quarterback, dude. He's been around forever. I think it was Chargers, Cleveland, too. He played for the
He just had a good game, though. These fools. These journeymen sometimes they just have a good game because
they're
veterans.
They can't put on, like, constantly. You know, they're good. That's why they're good backups because, I mean, they could put on a good performance, you know. Two out of 5 weeks, you know.
From Keanu Reeves. The replacements, Falco. Okay. He had a Joe Falco moment.
Joe Falco?
Remember the replacements, Keanu Reeves, where he's a quarterback?
Yeah.
That's what he did.
He had a Joey Falcone moment.
Falcone.
Like a Johnny Utah.
There was a shooting at the University of Virginia.
Shoesting.
Again?
At the parking lot Sunday night.
Oh.
Damn.
This will kill the three football players.
Oh, yeah, he killed the football players. You didn't see that?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
There were football players.
He was an ex-football player, too. I don't know if it meant, like, he got cut this year or like an older fella.
Is this the one that one of the students was from Avondale?
I don't know.
That was one of the shootings. One of the students was from Avondale.
And he played for the football team?
It was either that one or the Idaho one, the school one.
Oh, there was one in Idaho, too.
That was a student.
That was Monday, huh, or Tuesday?
I think it was that one. I think one of the students.
It was two.
That's
of
what I'm
them.
Saying.
One was Sunday night.
Yeah, I know about the Idaho one at a campus.
No, so this one happened in their parking garage on Sunday night.
I heard about that one too.
And he killed three football players and they shot two random fucking students. But the three football players died. The other two survived.
What did he shoot them with? I mean, that's a
stupid. Oh, no, actually, I don't even know. I think, was it a knife?
He strangled them, dude. Karate.
Shut up.
He's a fucking third degree black belt.
I think it was a shooting. But there was also a knife attack. I don't know if it was that one. They see, now I'm confused. Because they said it was a shooting, though. At least that night they were reporting a shooting.
So,
but I don't know if he stabbed their ass now that I'm thinking about it.
No, I think he shot him.
He killed three motherfuckers.
I think he was an ex-football player, too.
Yeah, so he did shoot?
He came back for retaliation.
Oh, that's what it was.
He was just mad or something.
There's no motive yet? They haven't released anything?
Yeah, they said I think he was a former player, football player.
Sick-ass fools, dog. Do they teach this at school now? Like, if there's shooters at your school, like, what to do? Like, when you were in school?
We had, like, lockdown drills, but that was it. There wasn't no, like, school shooter stuff.
What do they do? Just lock the doors until you get under your desk? Doors.
Everybody moved to one corner and shit.
Oh, damn. So everybody's got to move to one corner? Yeah. So not everybody dies? So
you're easier target? Like, away from the door.
Oh, because you're locked. Yeah, you locked the door, so he's going to shoot. Da-da-da-da. Wild, dude. They never taught us none of that shit. You know what we had? We had earthquake drills.
Fire drills.
And
when was Columbine?
1996.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they still didn't really, it wasn't like a big deal yet.
Yeah.
Like school shootings, and then they just started progressing more and more as the as the years went by.
Well, I just made a first thing, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay.
I think it was probably 96. Ish.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Definitely 90s.
That's why, but I was like, I mean, somebody could fact check it, but I don't think it matters.
I mean, we could ask Google, right? We're here. Let's see. 96 sounds about right. I'm going to go with 94.
I'm going to say 98.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, yeah, it's 96, 98.
I'm going to say 98.
All right, let's see.
I'm going to say 98. I said 96.
What year did the Columbine shooting happen? 99. Damn. Wow. 420. 420 of 1999.
Dang.
It was, I think that was two fools.
Yeah.
There's documentaries on that one that I've watched.
There's like videos and stuff.
Yeah, when they mob up in there.
The cafeteria.
Don't they go in like the library too, huh? I think they walk around that motherfucker.
Yeah, they walked around.
But the cafeteria, they shot that motherfucker up. Sick ass fools. Not in a good way.
Sick ass fools.
Not in a good way, like sick.
Those are cool.
Like sick in the head. Bitch ass fools. Did those fools end up fucking killing themselves in there?
Yeah, before they sucked each other off. And then they like shot each other.
They fucked each other.
The 69.
Well, for real, they were like 1, 2, 3.
Pow. 69'd each other.
What if one of them like died faster and then the other one? When they were like
twins, one's always born before the other one. I don't know if that happened, but sad situation, dog. For real, it's normalized all these shootings.
It is. Well, that's just not even surprising.
White communities. Let's be real.
That was a black dude.
I mean, Uvalde was in like a.
That was a Mexican dude.
Yeah, those were all black guys on the
and then the one in the parking
all
lot.
All three of them were
was a black dude.
So it's gentrified the brown, black and brown community.
Yeah,
dang,
all these crazy brown kids.
Oh, see now, now America really is inclusive.
There you go.
now that minority kids and students are killing each other, now
it's okay.
Now it's a full inclusive sport.
Yeah, so I forgot which athlete posted on Twitter. He's always got to be something behind this. He's we don't do this kind of shit.
This was all Illuminati.
Illuminati?
You think there's a bunch of rich people that are watching like the security footage of like kids getting hunted and shit and like blasted? They're like, which rooms are you going to go into? Which rooms are you going to go into?
Because
it's all like.
I mean, cameras, you never know.
It's like rat race style. I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
It's a race.
Today. Oh, they have like GPS trackers on every single one.
Let's see what's let's see what's emergency exit the cop's gonna go in. Oh,
they do little 10, side 000. Bets. Yeah.
What was that? The Squid Game, like Squid Game.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
I watched like the first two episodes.
It's gross, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Some Koreans go hard.
They're looking for extras, dude, for season two. If you guys want to try out.
Shit. We'll be a whole team. The Roast Clip team.
We'll die in the first episode.
Yeah, we'll be like trying to stop, and I look over at you, and we all you start make me laugh. And shit.
We make each other laugh.
We all die in the first 10 seconds.
We got to hide. It's like hide and seek. They're like, where are they at? Akron's.
Yeah, we're all giggling. Shut up. We're all thinking about the same shit, giggling, different areas.
I bet you there's going to be a hide-and-seek one, huh? Because they're all kids' games.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what they call red light, green light now at my daughter's school? Squid games. Let's play what? Squid game.
For real?
Yeah, she's like, let's play squid game. I'm like, what's that?
Who's getting blasted on
and it was basically red light, green light. I was like, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, that's the one of the games on
yeah, there. But that's what the kids are calling it.
Dang. Well, like, they call it a... If you take a picture, like, hey, let's take a picture, they call it taking a selfie, even though somebody else is taking your picture.
Oh, no way.
I don't know.
I believed it. Everything's a selfie.
Well, think about it. Like, me and Acro were talking, and Acro, like, if somebody's just, like, goofy, like, weird, like, we would just call them goofy, Acro calls it, like, they're a meme or they're memeing.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Goofy? How about goofy? Look at that goofy ass fool.
Yeah, we still say goofy.
Look at this memed up fool.
Look at this meme
but
like, face.
But the way but you it, explain
it's like,
it.
It's like...
Look at this fool meme mugging.
Like, if a fool's like on the internet all day, like laughing at memes and shit, and that fool like says memes in like... Like, we're talking. We're not on social media. We're not on Facebook sharing memes and shit. If that fool will say a meme to you verbally, like that fool's memeing.
I always call him a nerd.
You know
meme-ing.
What I mean?
Meme.
I'm going meme.
I'm going meme.
I'm going meme right now.
Perfect. That's the perfect meme
on a
right
meme-ing
there.
Tour. But yeah, they kids like they refer to things differently in entertainment form.
Cover the whole. In entertainment form, yeah. I mean, we're the ones who originated this shit, SN.
What's that?
I don't know. I grew up saying, like, fool. What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
I hung out with the older kids.
No mames. No mames was big in my community. What else, Brody? Dude? What up, dude?
What up, dude?
Yeah, he's being a jackass. Yeah, shut up, jackass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, acting a fool. Shacked in the fool.
He's acting like a white person.
Punk ass. He's there was a punk chatty. Ass. Do you guys say punk ass? Yeah. Look at that punk ass fool.
Yeah, punk ass. Ass
bitch.
Look at that punk ass. Watch him pump gas.
Pump his ass. Watch him pump his ass.
Like, if somebody's acting like a white boy, we'd be like, that fool's being a Chad right now.
Oh, a Chad?
But that fool slamming a monster and punching walls like
fuck yeah, takes off in a big ass F-550.
Yeah, fool, we like
with his fucking
fool.
Elbow sticking out the
okay,
window.
Okay, Tyler,
it's a Chadrick.
Chadrick Tyler.
Chadrick Tyler.
Chadrick the creator.
Or think about they call like little bicep fools. Like, those are known as Edgars.
Oh yeah, and they got the lower.
Those are like oh yeah. I guess so. I mean, an Edgar is just like anybody with an Edgar cut, you know.
No, with the truck. They got to have the truck.
Yeah, they got to fit the rest of their lifestyle.
They got the tequaches, fool.
Yeah,
bro,
like,
out of the 10. Yeah, they got to mark 7 out of 10.
Well,
you
that's
know?
What they are. Their Edgars are tequaches, too. That's another name for an Edgar.
Yeah. They grow up and get a truck.
Yeah, they got to lower it and tint the windows.
Edgars are like middle school now.
Oh, Edgars.
Oh, yeah, the Edgars.
They graduate to tequaches.
They slowly become tequaches.
Are Edgar still popping like that?
Yeah, in middle school.
Oh, I bet they're fucking going ham on with the haircuts.
You ever seen a group of those motherfuckers?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's all
pretty funny.
Hard to distinguish them.
They're fucking flocking.
Yeah.
What do you call a group of Edgars? Edgies?
Edgies.
Ed Geese.
Ed Geese.
We call it a school.
A school of Ed Geese.
A school of Edgars.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking crazy, huh?
What? The Edgars?
Yeah.
A rumbling.
It's a good...
Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
Don't get my cut.
Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
Yeah.
To... I don't know why.
Oh, I know.
The drizzle?
Yeah. For drizzle.
For drizzle. That's how my mom is. That's how my mom is, man. Got me, dog.
China.
I got to re-upload China. What do we got right now?
Oh, sexy ass fucking.
Damn, I can't hear it. Damn.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one to remember.
Crickets.
That's the little truth. Franco, you got any fun facts for us this week? Now it's time for four.
Give me a fucking beat, boy. Fuck yeah.
Fun facts.
It's time for fun facts with Franco, everybody.
It's some fun facts with Franco.
Over 1,400 facts that'll knock your head sideways.
Mind blown.
Franco, 602. And blow our minds
like you blow our wads.
Oh. Speaking of blowing wads.
Ooh. Aw. That just sounds so relaxing, huh?
Fruits. Are the ovaries of plants.
Are the ovaries? What does an ovary do?
I don't know.
What's the job of an ovary?
Do you have an ovary, fool?
That's like the women, their
ability?
Ability to produce.
Okay.
Yeah, so like all female plants are like the dank shit, huh? Because like weed, the mothers, the females are the ones with no seeds.
You got like male flowers, shit. Female flowers and shit.
Yeah. Male flowers.
So people. The nugs are like the uterus?
Yeah, they're the uterus of the fuck. They're the vagina of the fucking
of the weed plant. That's why you smell it.
Yeah, that's why they fucking let off that fucking vagina that's smell.
That pheromone.
That hormones.
That wafting you just gotta do.
Yeah.
Then it travels up the Filipino tubes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's next to the fucking
gets pregnant.
Next to the Uruguayan.
Yep.
Gets pregnant.
Hey, so sunflower seeds are actually fruits.
Sunflower seeds are fruits.
Yeah, because you know, in order to be a fruit, you got to have a seed. So that's why a tomato's a fruit.
How about a pumpkin seed?
Yeah, pumpkins are technically a fruit.
How about?
Oh, actually, it's a root, right? It's a root.
Or ruderalis.
Oh, it is a fruit because
pumpkin,
a sunflower,
pumpkin is a fruit, like squash. Squash is a fruit.
Or is it a root?
No, it's not a root.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it grows on a vine.
Squash a vegetable?
Yeah, because the seeds are on the inside, right?
We should look that up.
The seeds are the.
That's not one of the fun facts that are in my.
Yeah, but we'll make it a fun fact.
What are we gonna ask?
What is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? Or what is
pumpkin seeds?
Is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? A pumpkin is a fruit. AgriLife
today, Texas A&M University. A pumpkin is, in fact, a fruit, according to expert Joe Masovny, Ph.D. Texas A&M Agri Life Extension Service vegetable specialist in Dallas. Scientifically speaking, a pumpkin is a fruit simply because anything that starts from a flower is botanically a fruit.
Oh, cool. So a squash is also a fruit.
Squash blossom.
Because a squash and a pumpkin are like same family, right? They're part of the same
genotype.
Same familia.
Cucumbrit or whatever the fuck they call
them. The cumbrits.
The cucumbers.
Kumquats.
I fuck with a cucumber, dude, with some tajin and some.
Put it up your anus.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Like,
I fuck with cucumbers.
It feels fucking good. calm down, Eric.
Calm down.
That wasn't funny.
Relax, lady.
Come on, lady, please. Thank you.
I think she wants you to walk her to her truck.
Yeah, I'm going to walk her to the truck and show her the password.
You got one more, Franco?
Sure,
you
got one more. Coffee beans are actually seeds.
Oh, I knew that.
Coffee bean are. Oh, so you plant one of those motherfuckers, it grows?
theoretically. No way.
Yeah, you know how...
So beans are seeds, like pinto beans?
Yeah, beans like are in the seeds. Bean. So like they have that animal that eats the
produce,
the coffee fruit,
and then it shits it,
and then it shits out the bean, the seed, mm-hmm. and they actually like use that for coffee.
That's one of the lemur monkey.
I don't know.
I think so.
Whatever.
It's animal. It's like the most expensive coffee you can get.
It's like,
ew.
Yeah. So after they shit it out, they pick it, they clean it, and they slang it. But it gives it something. Shit, it gives it a pelo flavor.
Flavor.
That food just we're drinking his masa, fool.
Masa,
I wonder, how much a bag of that shit costs. We should buy one.
Or the beans?
We want the shit.
We want the full experience. Yeah.
Oh, shit. We want to pick out the shit.
Yep. Yeah, nah. Give it to us.
Fuck raw.
Piece of raw.
Yeah, we want to pick it ourselves.
You might not even find one, but hey, you're gonna take this risk.
Here's a pound of lemur shit.
Life's a risk, Adnan.
This is chimpanzee shit.
It ain't even the right.
This is human shit.
We'll go get it tested.
Corn.
You gave me dog shit, homie. What
that's,
the fuck?
That's chinchilla shit.
Oh shit! You're killing chinchillas, dog.
We're all force feeding the fucking lemurs, just putting beans in their mouth so they eat them. Waiting for them to shit it out.
Just shit beans.
That big old fucking buttholes is from shitting. Big old shitting giant hemorrhoids.
Hey, but I have heard of that, and I heard they're expensive ass beans.
Licking the beans.
We're cheap beans. Those are expensive beans.
I love beans.
So is a coffee bean and like a garbanzo bean. Yeah. Are they part of the same
family? But I mean.
Or they just got bean in their name because we're beans.
Like legume?
But I we're mean, not
like,
part of.
I guess like anything in a pod is related to each other, right?
Like two peas in a pod?
Yeah. Like peas, beans,
or pod people from outer space.
Yeah.
Or you're my mima and my peepa.
What the fuck, mima? Mima sucking on the peepa.
Oh shit.
La mima.
That's wonderful shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking meme head. Huh?
Poderosa.
I'm memeing right now.
You're a meme head.
Hey, Nas just dropped a new record. You guys,
he's irrelevant now.
That's what 21 Savage said, huh?
Yeah.
That shit's hot. Hot record. King's Disease 3. That's 4 albums in 2 years, dude.
Yeah.
Every fucking album's dope, too.
King's Disease?
King's Disease 3. So
I just saw him in concert.
Dope, dude.
Yeah, with the Woo.
Yeah, with the Woo and the Bust.
He was performing some classics, right?
Yeah. That was dope, man, the way they had it set up.
Did he do halftime? He had to have done halftime.
Which one's halftime?
Dun, dun, dun.
Halftime.
That's that little fucking...
It's halftime.
1970s subway music.
How's it start? How's the flow start? Do you remember the lyrics? To halftime? Let's see.
I don't know if I'm playing on there.
It's halftime lyrics. I'm going to get the lyrics.
And you're going
to
see.
Oh, there you go. Before I blunt, I take out my fronts and I start to front. Matter of fact, I be on a manhunt. You can't catch me in the streets without a ton of reefer. That's like Malcolm X catching a jungle fever. King Poetic, too much flavor, I'm major. Atlanta, that shit's dope. That's one of the dopest tracks ever right there, dog.
His head caught on fire and shit, reading that.
It did.
Okay, meme.
Meme. I'm memeing.
Yeah, I'm memeing.
You're going meme-y right now.
A meme?
Oh, what's that movie we watched, Acro?
What, Ponyo?
Ponyo. You guys got to go watch Ponyo.
Watch Ponyo.
You guys
right
watched
now.
It together?
Studio Ghibli, yeah.
Yo, do you have HBO Max?
I got everything, though.
Go watch that fucking movie and then watch the Weird Al movie and then watch Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Then talk to me, player.
And then come fucking talk to me, player.
And then watch Hobbit after that. Or Lord of the Rings.
And Biodome.
Oh, the Hobbit. I couldn't get into the Hobbit.
I didn't get into the Hobbit. But I did y'all finish did. Lord of the Rings.
The trilogy's sick.
Y'all like Pancho, you like fucking.
You like Villa. Pancho Villa?
Pancho Villa.
The movie you guys said? Pancho?
Paño.
Paño.
Panocho.
Paño full of fucking panocha juice.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
I know.
Watch
I
that
know.
Shit in Japanese and read the subtitles.
Shit. Is that how you watch
it? That's how I watch it.
Why?
I think the...
Why do you make your life so hard?
Nah, I think the voice acting in Japanese is much better than the English.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Kuro. That's how them.
So why's a little kid sound like an old man?
Yeah, exactly.
Akurodaki.
Frinkuro.
Frinkuro.
Frinkuro and Toro.
Totoro.
Totoro. Tololo.
My neighbor Tololo.
The little girl. The little girl walks. Ay, it's so. Imagine.
And this was all reading all quick.
Yeah, exactly, fool. I be reading all that shit, dog. And if I miss it, I have to rewind.
Maki Maki?
Is that how you watch Squid Games?
Nah, I never watched Squid
Games. You ever watched Squidward?
I haven't watched SpongeBob.
What's your favorite episode?
Gary Come Home, the Gary one where that fool leaves.
Where Gary dips out?
Yeah, and then that fool's all sad playing the piano and shit.
My favorite one's where they're
putting up the signs and shit.
Where they're pretending on the inside of a box.
The best one's when he has his grill, fool. That fool cussing and shit.
Who got a grill? SpongeBob? One?
Like, yeah, like fucking straight ass teeth and shit.
What? I didn't see that one.
You haven't seen that one and shit? That shit's funny.
Great show.
Great episode. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Well, they got new ones now too, don't they? Like 3D ones or whatever.
I don't know. I know they have like
story time with Acro.
What's up, folks?
Tell us a story. It's your segment, dude.
All right.
Get it out
now.
Sound it out.
A story, fool.
Yeah.
What kind of story, dog?
A sick ass story.
The mic is in your hand.
Okay.
The spotlight's on you.
It could be about you. It could be about somebody you know.
Okay, so
how about tomorrow?
December is like a sacred time of the year for me, so I can't be like bouncing balls and shit or like disturbing the earth. So around that time,
you hibernate.
A lot of people like to tell
like masturbate, like bouncing balls,
ghost stories and shit. You know?
Yeah, you got a good ghost story.
I've heard some stories.
How's a good one?
Okay, so the in one of the villages, these two boys were playing on the side of the like cliff, and
I don't like where this is going.
And they were so like they were playing while like a ceremony was going on, and they weren't interested in what was going on, so they were like playing on the side of the cliff by themselves and
with bouncing balls and shit.
Nah,
okay.
So this so one of the boys looks into what he sees as a cave. And the other boy is like telling him to like go in there and stuff.
Like, you're on peyote, like, dog. Calm
like,
down.
Right? These fools are on peyote.
Cave
but so like this fool sees ayahuasca. he puts his head in the hole.
Uh oh.
He says he puts his head in the hole.
What?
Not
head?
Like that fool.
What?
But
head?
Like because he like hole? Yeah, because he sees eyes in there.
Why would he stick it? Oh,
right in where the mouth was.
They're children, fool. So these fools are like, what? It's a cat in there, you know?
Oh, it's
or
like,
it's a dog.
It's like
it's
a cave and he sticks his head in through the cave.
And he sees eyes.
And a red balloon floats out?
Nah, not like that. But like, yeah, he sees eyes. And then once he sees those eyes, he gets scared and he goes tells his grandma, like, what happened, what he's seen. And his grandma...
eyes turned that same
slap
color.
That fool be like, nah, you're on peyote.
She was like, her eyes in the cave.
She was like, you weren't supposed to see that or something. So she like made food to go like offer it
to the cave monster.
To the cave monsters.
Oh, let him know.
Because like his grandma was afraid that like because he seen something that he wasn't supposed to see, like his soul could be like trapped there with
it. Oh, yeah.
So when they went to go like take the food back to the little cave, the boy goes to the exact spot and he like turns to his grandma and he's like, I swear there was a cave here, you know? There was no like, it was just a rock. There was no like cave to like stick his head into.
So it's too late to save his soul?
I don't know. See, that's what's crazy is like.
It was like an Acme circle that Bugs Bunny peeled away.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yep.
Like Rick and Morty type shit right there.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or peyote.
It's just like it's one of those stories you tell your little kids so they don't go peeking in caves and
shit. Or be playing during ceremony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, these kids took the tea and then ran off like, fuck yeah, dude.
These fools stole some cigarettes, started smoking them, and
so what ended up happening? Nobody knows.
Nobody. It's just like a
legend.
Don't go looking into holes.
The legend of Rick and Morty. You know
what? What the other kids say? He died.
No, it was just like it was between like his, towards the end of the story, it was just between like him and his grandma. He went to go look for the hole, wasn't there. Spooky stuff.
Or his grandma's hole?
Yeah.
What a sick ass.
Yeah. But it was like, so people say that it was supposed to be like a water serpent or whatever, serpent that he saw.
In a mountain?
Yeah, because the...
I would think earth serpents.
We believe that they like live under the ground. Mountainous
serpents.
On and moved on? Like in Dune?
Because there's like water beneath us, right? Am I correct?
There's water in us.
Exactly.
It's like the Lord. Yeah. The Lord is beneath us and he is within us.
Within us.
Because I'm a witness.
Yeah, you're, name, like, you're 90% water, dog.
When shorties be like, we're 75% water, so when there's a full moon, even we get...
horny as shit.
Yeah.
Even we get all wavy.
Even we get crazy, fool. All those crystal mommies.
It was a tranny. So technically...
I love crystal mommies, though. They're crazy.
I think it's a crystal meth.
Acrobat.
Right.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. Breaking Acro. Acrobat.
My shit's
acrobatic.
From Hyderabad.
Acrobatic. Thank you for that story, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Next time I'll have some actual stories.
I like that story time. And that was story time with Acro.
To replace the news with King. What's up with that fool? You guys talk to him? Or?
Yeah, I talked to that fool. He comes through once in a while to the pad.
Oh, yeah. No, I seen that.
He's doing good, dog. He's got his own apartment.
That's what's up.
Is he cleaned up now?
Yeah, definitely.
Off drugs?
He's just making money.
You know, no more meth. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if he ever did all that.
No, he didn't.
Man, he seems like he's growing up a little bit.
That fool still has snakes?
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Sick.
But he slangs them and shit.
Oh, dope.
I'm surprised how much he gets for these fucking snakes.
Is that fool like a breeder or what?
Nah, he'll get them for free, like on OfferUp people.
Off the side of the road and shit.
Like just motherfuckers that can't take care of it anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they'll just like, because nobody wants to buy these motherfuckers or yeah, they got to move out.
Give me $50.
Like
I was trying to get a tortoise,
sell it
bro.
For like $500.
Yeah. I was like, damn, he sells them for like $500-$600.
I've seen like big ass tortoises on OfferUp. They'd be like, we just moved in. Somebody left a turtle in the backyard.
I want one of those motherfuckers, dude.
Hell yeah.
I want to turn like the whole side of my house for that fool to
and that fool
chill.
They're destructive, you, though. Just let you know. Those motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. You gotta build under and shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
They'll dig under, yeah, bro. Yeah,
that's what that fool Dirty's. Dirty's Turtle used to do.
Dirty Turtle. That's a cool name.
Dirty's Turtle.
Yeah, that fool used to fucking, he dug a big ass hole. He used to go hibernate in there.
What?
Whenever like it started getting cold, that fool just dip in there. He, for like 3 months, bro, that fool just don't come out.
Plug his butthole up.
Yep, just fucking.
So if it rains and that shit gets flooded, like what, does he come out or does he just.
I think they're waterproof.
They're waterproof.
He goes like this.
I don't know.
Nah, desert tortoise, like the land turtles aren't waterproof.
They move. They're not just stuck in one position.
I thought like hibernation is like they sleep.
Yeah,
but you move when you sleep. They come out like maybe once every fucking once in a while. Like,
and then what they
once
do
a week
they,
or some
they'll
shit.
Eat like, they'll eat like grass and stuff to cork their buttholes.
That's what used to feed them cabbage, I think it was, or. Lettuce, one of them.
Cabbage Patch toys, dolls, kids.
I want a turtle now.
Me too. Or a tortoise.
Yeah, not those sea ones. Those motherfuckers stink.
Yeah, fuck those.
I don't
fuck
like those water stinky shit. Like river sliders, whatever the fuck they're called.
Them turtles live forever.
Yeah, the tortoises.
I mean, the tortoises.
They outlive you. You could pass it on generation.
My aunt has a giant one. Like
the big ass tall ones?
Yeah. Damn, like a Galapagos fool.
Yeah, it's. Well, what happened was the.
Galapagos
their neighbor moved, and then the turtle left, or I forgot what happened, but the turtle ended up in the backyard. So they were just like, "Oh well, we'll keep them until you guys come back."
They left the turtle,
never came back.
They moved across, and then they were just like, "You know, we'll keep it." And it was, they pretty much never came back.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they adopted a turtle.
A toides.
Love that. Love turtles.
A toides. Well, Acro, you got any closing words before we dip out of here?
I love turtles. Shout out to everybody listening. If you're listening right now, thank you for listening. This is Acro, a.k.a. Hambone.
Hambone.
A.k.a. Yeah.
Handjobs.
Handjob McGee. a.k.a. SpongeBob Underpants.
Underpants.
Fuck AKA yeah.
Lo-fi sensation.
Lo-fi inspiration.
El Boom Bap Prody.
Yeah, yeah. El Boom Bap. El Lofi.
Prody.
Boom Bap.
El Boom Bap Prody. Any closing words?
Oh, no. It's Boom Bap.
Boom Bap Night.
It's Boom Bap Night, on man.
Just
this one's turning into a Aryan.
Nah, yeah, man. Just hopefully get the Suns get a little W right here. You know, next week I was already fucking.
What's the score right now? Score update, real quick. Oh, man, they're up by like 6 points. They're up by like 6 points. Third quarter.
So we're going on for next week. We're gonna do a podcast.
Or yeah, next week. Yep, yeah. It's Thanksgiving.
What should we do for the
65-72?
Should Thanksgiving. Should we get spicy with it or what?
Ooh, some spiss. We haven't been there in a while.
Just bring it right here. Get spicy with it.
Spread
it.
Shit, I'm down.
Before
we eat turkey and all that shit, let's eat some fucking seafood.
Yeah. Why don't we do like a Last Supper sort of podcast?
Ooh.
Get toga up again?
Yeah, dude. Let's do a Last Supper. I got a Jesus outfit. I got another thing. I got a majesty robe, too.
Wait, when are you guys doing this?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Next Thanksgiving.
Do we have any wires for that camera to like set it up with the computer or nah?
Can this be talked about off air?
Okay. My bad. I forgot.
It's all good.
I forgot I'm still holding a mic. I'm all talking into it.
Yeah, it's all good, dog.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving next Wednesday. Franco, any closing words?
Yeah. Shout out KDIF. There's a lot of momentum that's built up right now. Community radio, you know, go to kdf.org. Consider making a donation. We got a lot of cool programming out. The studio here that we're at. If you're looking for studio time, people are hitting me up for a podcast space and this and that. So they're finally understanding how expensive like podcasting is. You know, we got the setup. So hit us up and you know, we can set you up for whatever rate suits your budget. And then you come into the studio or, you know, we'll tell you the quick secrets on how to get your shit started. But and either way, we're here to do all that shit. So shout out the Rose Club Podcast. Shout out KDIF. Shout out Acro. He got his performance tomorrow over at ASU. Go on his Instagram and check out that information.
On the story.
Yeah. It's all good.
Hell yeah. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Brody, Franco, Acro, Jer Bear, King Ian, or Air Ian.
James Brown.
Air Ian. James Brown. Yeah. Shout out to James Brown. Shout out to Age, KDIF.org.
Age.
Drano. Shout out to Drano. Shout out to Suicide Vic and
Chiefo.
Everybody else in the KDIF family.
Yo, Eric.
We are the Road to the Podcast. Go fuck yourself, bitches.